This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode number 882 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today we have good neighbor Tyler Nagel, guy who watches our back, makes sure we're insured so those big nasty hurricanes are just, you know, wind gusts and all that don't take more than just our homes away. Our dignity. Dignity's at stake here, Tyler. Tyler is with John Galt Insurance Agency. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Charlie.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being on the show and bringing some entertainment to the insurance world. So put a lot of pressure on you here.
As entertaining as it can be, my friend.
So let's start with, you know, hey, we can assume everyone knows insurance, but not John Galt Insurance Agency. Fill us in on what you're doing there.
So John Galt Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency. From the consumer side, we shop multiple carriers, essentially like a broker, through multiple lines, home, auto, flood, boat, you name it. And then from the agent side, they really give the opportunity to individuals like myself to grow their own business and become an insurance agency owner.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm all about entrepreneurship. So is that why you decided to go with John Galt Insurance? Were you looking for that opportunity to kind of be your own guy?
Right. And Charlie, a lot of these companies, they ask you for 50-100 grand down to really get that ownership. And I started with the company as a producer working there. And I mentioned that I wanted to have that ownership part. And I just didn't have the capital. And so thank God John Galt found me, or I found them, one of the two. And the rest is history.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. That's a way to do it. So you found John Galt, or John Galt found you. You know, what about the lead up, you know, your journey getting into insurance?
I haven't ever told this before on a podcast or on video or anything. I had a family member in the insurance business, so I kind of wanted to get into insurance just for that reason specifically, but I was needing a college degree. And so going through college, I moved down to Florida from Ohio into Kent State University. Uh-huh. And it was snowing and it was cold in April. And we were watching like YouTube videos on where's the fishing best in America, and Sanibel Island popped up. So my girlfriend at the time, now fiance, another roommate, we decided we were just going to make the jump. I get down here, I'm still in school, and I called this insurance firm and I said, hey, I want an internship. And he said, come in for an interview. In that interview, he said, you don't need a college degree to do this. I'll hire you Monday. So I dropped off that weekend, got my insurance license. I worked there for half a year, roughly, give or take, and I learned a lot, but I learned very quickly in this business. It's very important to have that ownership to grow your business and make the residual. So
good for you. That's an awesome story. So what about your roommate? Where did he end up?
So he's actually a yacht broker now in Naples. He's, you know, working on yachts and whatnot as well. And then my fiance, she actually works part of the team as well here at John Galt. So, we kept it in house.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Love it. Love it. How about when it comes to myths or misconceptions about the insurance world? What do you hear that you can speak to?
I get calls, once a week at least, about, Tyler, we got your information from so-and-so, and they said this roof was uninsurable, but you can get it done somehow, some way. Old roofs, they are insurable. You know, they're definitely more expensive, and it's more work, don't get me wrong, but I feel a lot of these agents, they take a quick look and say, no chance. That's definitely the biggest that I've experienced personally. Yeah. Old roofs can be insured, just expensive.
And I guess you have a kind of an advantage because you have so many different, I don't know what the word is, but options from insurance companies versus you're not like, I don't know. I know a little about the insurance world, but like State Farm, for example, I'm guessing all the policies come from State Farm, whereas you can look at a bunch of different carriers, correct?
Right. Being captive is that State Farm you referred to, as opposed to an independent where you can, you know, shop the market through different carriers. So
It's been
limited, Charlie. I mean, like last year, excuse me, 2 years ago, when I was shopping through, I mean, I was getting like 50 something options for someone on home insurance. It's just been tough, you know, in the market over the last year or two. So it's really narrowed down a decent amount.
Yeah. Yeah. And anything, I know there's been a legislative stuff going on. So stuff is probably changing day by day. Anything new that that's either been passed or coming down the pipe that you're familiar with?
You know, Citizens had that flood insurance thing recently, that April 1st for new business, you know, new clients. If you're in that AE high risk flood zone, you got to have flood insurance. But also, if you are a current Citizens policyholder, let's say you don't have a loan, so you weren't required to have flood insurance. Yep. Well, that's June 1st. They're going to get hit with that letter. Wow. That they're now going to be required to have flood insurance. So that'll shake things up a bit.
So there are Citizens insurance policyholders that maybe don't even have a mortgage, and come the renewal time in June, they are going to get a notice saying, hey, in order to continue this policy, you have to get flood insurance. Is that what's going to happen?
Spot on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, the other carriers go, hey, we should do that too, I guess, right? So it's probably just the beginning of more carriers jumping on that bandwagon, you think?
I hope not everyone. You know, there's certain people that choose to not have flood insurance. And, you know, that's your right. You own your home cash. So I hope not everyone follows that.
Well, so I always found, like, in my health club business, we would go through periods of time where the liability insurance got ridiculous. And my God, I had, when I sold my clubs, we had 15,000 members. And over 23 years, I can count one time that we had an issue, which I'm not even sure if there was a claim on it. But, you know, and the issue was just simply some stitches someone need. They hurt themselves. But but the thing was, there are a lot of claims for health clubs. And so it got really expensive. But then, you know, there are other carriers who saw the opportunity, and before you knew it, you know, someone else came in at a lot lower rate. And so I guess that's just the insurance world, right? You got companies that are fat and happy, and they go, hey, you know, we're not going to take any risk, and we're just going to charge a lot. And then there are companies that are still hungry going, hey, you know, it's not really that much of a risk, and let's give the people what they want, dang it.
You're right, though. I mean, it's kind of like a supply and demand issue. Like right now, there's just not much available.
Yeah.
And so just the rates are really increasing. So.
All right. Enough of this entertaining insurance talk. What are you doing when you're kind of going, oh, I'm so bored. I want to work all the time, but, you know, my fiance says I should do something fun. What are you guys doing?
Well, we recently had a newborn.
That'll keep you busy.
kidding, man. So he's 6 months old exactly today. So I would say most of our time is really spent with him, but she golfed when she was in high school and I took it up this past year. So we've got a little rivalry going on now. So it's been good.
Is she giving you any lessons, or you're on your own because she doesn't want to get beat?
No, I don't want her lessons. I want to beat her fair and square because she's been better than me forever. So,
good stuff, man. How about when it comes to a hardship life challenge? What comes to mind? A period of time you were challenged, you got through it. Now looking back, you could say, "Hey, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger."
Ian, that hurricane, man, it was it threw a wrench in like personal life, work life. It was tough. I mean, I was going like different places to add Wi-Fi just so I could work a little bit. Yeah. But then the market itself really just, it shook things up a bit. So, and I'm sure you experienced a lot of crazy stuff too during that time.
Oh yeah. 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 And it's interesting because the market was shaken up prior to Ian, and then Ian just came, I guess, and man, put the final final nail in the coffin, I guess.
Yeah. A lot cherry of these, on top, as I'd like to say.
Yeah.
We're getting through it though, man.
Yeah. You know, it's just too great of a place to live. Hey, the occasional storm that comes through, so be it. They can't all be like Ian, right?
Tell me.
Yeah.
You've got to have something for the record books.
Something for us to talk about. You know, become bragging rights years down the road. Hey, I was here for Ian. Oh, man, I missed out on that.
You didn't miss it, man.
So how about one thing you wish our listeners knew about John Galt Insurance Agency? What would that be?
Charlie, I would have to say it's such a different culture. Since day one, our whole model has been really geared towards helping realtors, helping mortgage brokers. And at the end of the day, they're helping individuals that are purchasing a home. So rather than me calling, you and your wife on a Tuesday afternoon at, 11:30, hey, I'm trying to sell you this insurance, I'm more so working with as like a team, each and every home closing, refinance, you name it. So I really say we're just geared towards helping, and it's that team culture, that team mindset.
Yeah. Good stuff.
And it's cool too, Charlie, when you bought your house, man, most recently when you bought your house, I'm sure you probably had a insurance connect, but like, what was the process for that?
What was the process for getting insurance?
Right. On your recent closing that you had, go through that process really quickly, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah. You know, actually, we haven't settled yet on our new place, the result of Ian, but on our Fort Myers Beach home, we purchased that when we were in Pennsylvania and just came down for the typical vacation. Next thing you knew, we're buying a home here. And so in that case, I didn't know. I've never bought really anything out of my area up in Pennsylvania. So I just assumed my existing insurance agent would take care of me. And he said, no, we can't cross the state line. So he referred me to an insurance group down here in Florida. So they kind of took it from there. Yeah.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah.
God, a lot of people too, they're like so lost, especially with this market. They have State Farm for 20 years and they come down here and call State Farm and State Farm can't help them. I mean, that's just throwing a name out there. Nice to have that connect like you have.
Yeah. Speaking of the connect, for listeners who want to learn more, want to get in touch, Tyler, what's the best way for them to do so?
The best way is my phone. It rings constantly. I will answer it. 239-221-0556. Usually work Monday through Friday, but you will catch me on a weekend working here and there as well.
Been known to put in weekend hours. So there you go. Yeah. Well, awesome. Tyler, really appreciate you being on the show and wish you the absolute best going forward there.
Charlie, I look forward to seeing you here soon, man. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com or call us at 239-224-4105.